So, Hare Krishna, we are back after a pause of perhaps 4 to 5 days where we were at the Govardhana Retreat Center and having a kirtan mela and other very nice programs. So, yes, welcome back. We are continuing about reading about Krishna's evening activities. And at around 6:24 p.m., the palace of Nandagram is very, very busy because Yashoda stays in the courtyard and carefully instructs all the young house servants who are dedicated to Krishna's pleasure how they should now bathe Krishna. Mother Yashoda says, don't be too hard with him. Your touch should be gentle. So then the bath starts. Krishna's brought to bathing room, and there's one servant who is full of extreme exhilaration. He's almost dancing with pleasure. He took Krishna's horn from him, his flute, and his stick. Krishna often carries horn and flute together, and also in some deities you find Krishna holding a horn and a flute in one hand and a stick in the second hand. Now another servant removed Krishna's garland, and another fortunate one removed Krishna's ornament. So imagine, everything goes from Krishna, the horn, the flute, the stick, the garland, the ornaments, then the turban, then the belt goes, and finally Krishna is there in his beauty, but he is full of dust. So another servant comes for word and brushes off the dust from all his limbs so that they begin to shine. Then another blissful servant came and cleansed Syama's face and feet with a piece of cloth, and then another combed his hair. It's very nicely described how some devoted servants then massage Krishna from top to bottom while they are smiling all the time, because they just like to touch and massage Krishna's wonderful body. Then comes another servant. This servant knows the meaning of true love, and what he does is he anoints Krishna's effulgent body with a mixture of sandalwood, kumkum, and concentrated camphor. And then actually the bathing comes. First they do Krishna's hair. They take aromatic amalaki juice, and then they bathe him with sandal scented water. In the winter it is warm, in the summer it is cool water. After this, Krishna's body is dried with a soft white towel, and then a damp cloth is taken to wring out the water from Krishna's hair. Let's put the damp cloth around and then wring water. Then they remove Krishna's bathing garment, and so on and so on. And finally, Krishna is ready. He has an elegant white turban on his head, the finest tilak of scented sandalwood on Krishna's forehead. That may be interesting. Some of you may ask, does Krishna wear Gopi Chandan or has he Radhakund Tilak? Or what is his Tilak made of? It's made of sandalwood. So then other ointments come, and then Krishna's ready. Now Krishna's very, very affectionate with his friends. You will see this. He takes his left hand and he holds the right hand of another friend, and then he comes into the dining hall. It's something like floating. He moves so elegant that he seems to float. Krishna had sandals on when he moved to the dining hall. The sandals of Krishna were actually covered with jewels. Somehow the sandals were set in jewels, or jewels were set on the sandal. And Krishna removed these slippers. Actually, not sandals, it's slippers. And then Krishna looks for one particular person in the dining hall. This person has a beard like pepper and salt, that is black and white hair. It's his father, Nanda Maharaj. And he humbly bows down before Nanda Maharaj with a lot of affection. So Nanda lovingly embraces Krishna in return and then smells his head. Afterwards, when Nanda Maharaj is fully satisfied that all is well with Krishna, Krishna asks him, "Father, may I sit on my seat?" And this seat is a royal seat, so Nanda Maharaj gives his permission. Shortly afterwards, Balaram, who was also served by cowherd boys, came. And Nanda Maharaj was equally, maybe not equally, but was also very happy to see Balaram, and embraced him with boundless joy. He embraced him warmly. This is Krishna's bathing, and then he comes to the dining hall. Now, meanwhile, Rohini has cooked the dinner, and she comes out of the kitchen and announces, "Yashoda, the dinner is ready to be served." Then come, and then Yashoda says, good, and orders many young servant girls to help. These servant girls place first the seats down, then some shokis, small tables, and then they start to bring the proper preparations. And all the ksakas sit down, and Yashoda comes forward, and she doesn't really serve the food which Rohini has cooked. No, Yashoda had a favorite cook, Srimati Radharani, and for the dinner, Radha had cooked at home and some sweets and other small preparations, and had sent those with a servant girl. Mostly Tulasi is doing this service to Yashoda, and Yashoda now with her own hand served the food which Yashoda had cooked. Mm. So Madhumangal is there, and he begins to entertain everyone. It is good to eat in a joyful mood. Then your digestive juices go. So Madhumangal makes jokes. For instance, he says, I curse the Creator because he has not given me an unlimited belly. He has given me such a limited belly. And then he looks around. Yes, he already eaten a lot. And then he says, furthermore, the food is just so good that in my mind, anyone who declines to eat more is the worstest offender. He makes apparat. So Krishna and the other boys laugh at Madhumangal's jokes. Maybe we can't joke, laugh so much about these jokes. I personally, I don't know, all Madhumangal's jokes have to do with eating, most of the jokes, and because this is not such a big subject of interest for me, I don't particularly relish his jokes, but in the spiritual world, they appreciate this very much. So it's interesting. Krishna and Balaram have not eaten very hesitatingly and very aristocratic. They have eaten so heartily that their dhotis are full of stains. I was very interested. A lot of preparations fell on the dhotis. So when Krishna got up from eating, he first of all needed to change his clothes because it was so full with food. Then they washed. Krishna and Balaram washed their feet and freshened their mouth with spices. I've seen this often here, that after eating people wash their feet. I personally don't know the exact reason. I can only speculate that increases the digestion, but I'm not sure. So, yeah, we will leave Krishna and Balaram here. They have gotten back. Actually, when they first got back, they straight away went to the Goshala, because the calves would not go to the Goshala if Krishna and Balaram would stop in Nandagram and go up the palace. So they brought the cows and calves there, mostly cows, and they are getting ready now for the evening activities. They are fresh, they have eaten something, and now Krishna will, we will hear next how Krishna with his own hand moves forward to the cows and milks them with his own hand. His father supervises the milking of the cow, but Krishna milks personally. We will end here with Krishna's wonderful pastimes and say, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.